Attention all citizens, it's time for Denizens of the Deep.
And in the studio today we have Luke Hurley. Welcome, Luke.
Hey, good to be here, Dan.
Yeah, lovely
thanks,
to have you.
Thanks for inviting me.
So if you've walked up and down Queen Street at any point in the last 15, 20 years, you've probably seen Luke.
Chances are they might have heard me anyway.
Yeah.
Or they might be familiar. If I do my little jinga, they might actually...
recognise the sound.
They might either go, oh yeah, or they might go...
I'll just get you to lean forward a bit, Luke. Get on that microphone so we can...
They may well say... Oh no, not that jinga.
I think your jinga might have reached more people than say your average kind of Stan Walker or you know, maybe even Lord. You know, the number of international visitors, the number of people that will have heard you play. How about you play something for us and we have a little korero after that?
Okay, I'll play you a little bit of jinga.
Yep.
At this point, certain people might be reaching for the dial to turn me off. Say, oh no, not. I try to get away from that in the weekends, but here he is, and he's haunting me in my home now.
That's Luke Hurley performing live in the 95PFM studio as part of our Denizens of the Deep segment. So Luke, I'm just going to adjust your microphone, hang on there.
I love it, the Denizens of the Deep. Did you make that up? Is that your phrase?
That's what we decided to call it.
It's great, I'm honoured to be a Denizen of the Deep.
You've been doing this for a long, long time because, in fact, Aidan, our culture and politics reviewer, He texted in to say, thanks, please thank Luke for signing my copy of Make Room. When was Make Room released?
86.
86.
It was distributed by J-Rem Records.
And so, and just come a bit closer, Luke, if you can.
Way back in the day, yeah. And that was kind of a, that was my first vinyl release,
Right.
And it's coming back in vogue. Vinyl might re-release it on vinyl.
I'd love to find a copy on vinyl.
Yeah.
Hey, so there was that. Right at the start of our show today, we played Mona Lisa, which was the song that turned me on to Luke Hurley.
Oh, right.
I heard that song on student radio, you know, back in the day as well.
I got the idea for that song from Elisha Karen in Dunedin. He's a marvellous chap. He's not well at the moment, so my thoughts and prayers go out to him. His name's Elisha Karen, and we call him the Profitless Prophet. He always had the most amazing insights. And whenever I felt a bit under the weather or down, I'd go and see Eli, and he would give me the most amazing insights into things. And one of the things he told me, he just come back from a trip to Europe. And he went to the Louvre, and as we all know, the Louvre is absolutely stacked with the most amazing artwork from many eras and cultures. And what he noticed was everybody just made a beeline to the Mona Lisa and tick that little box,
the
and
shortcut.
Off they go. Yeah, just go see that. Tick the box, off you go.
Yeah. Hey, a couple of texts just come in. Beautiful, simply, was the first one while you were playing. You might have been a little bit wrong there about the dial, the changing the dials. And Luke is a legend, first saw him at Orientation in 1984. Wow, big fan.
Oh, my dad. It's great. Oh, back in the day. I remember in Palmerston North, I got a lot of airplay, and I met somebody who used to be the program director.
Mm-hmm.
And he's gone on to great things in the BBC, but gave it all up. And he's studying nursing now because he got to a point where he'd had all the cred and kind of quote unquote made it and everything, but he just sort of he'd give it back now, and he wants to be a nurse.
Shout out to the nurses. Shout out to you if you're a nurse and you're listening. Thank you. Hey, it's funny because I was going to ask you about that, Luke.
But are we as artists nurses, you know?
I mean, yes.
Sometimes to an extent.
I like to think heart surgeon.
Heart surgeon, there you go.
What I was going to ask you about is the status thing, you know, like how, you know, you've made some very self-deprecating comments there right at the start. and you could argue that, you know, as a busker, as a street performer, that's, you know, your status is...
Yeah,
is not high, right?
That's
your
right,
social
yeah.
status, and yet you're making music that could be heard in any concert hall, but you choose to play it on the street.
Yeah, well, it kind of worked this way that I thought the way things are so jumbled up in music now, where all the venues are pretty much gone, and you're competing with big screen sports and all that kind of stuff, and darts and pool and bingo and buggy machines, whatever it is in these former venues, like at the end of the day, music should be available at all times, 24/7, anywhere.
Let's hit you up on that. Would you like to sing a song for us?
Sure. Okay. I'll grab the baby Taylor here.
Okay. I'll entertain over here. Boom. Okay.
It's Heart Surgeons. That's good. I like that.
What's this song called, Luke?
Let's play the first song I ever wrote. It's called Albatross.
Bless you. Thank you.
running miles into the sky. Does the albatross dare to fly? Wingspan wide, perfect glide. With the fuel of hope and loyalty inside. Give me the answer. I am who no one playing it cool. I'm trashing the earth for all it is worth. Doing my own thing. I can fly faster, I can fly higher. Oh, but what a cost. So much lost. We eat junk food, pollute the mind. We're working for money or wasting time. Chasing fads and trying to find your lonely, perfect spiritual state of mind. Give me the answer. I am a fool. I'm trashing the earth for all that I'm worth. Flying so high. How many miles into the sky does the albatross dare to fly? Give me the answer, I am a fool. Divorced from nature, I'm playing it cool. But I'm just a fool.
Luke Hurley playing Albatross. Really, that's the first song you ever wrote, or the first you recorded?
I've worked on it since. I've refined it and stuff and added bits, but that's more or less how it was when I first wrote it.
Are you writing at the moment?
I am, but more on my feet. I haven't applied the seat of my pants to the seat of the chair so much these days.
Yep.
And I've been obsessed with my jinger-jinger.
Yep.
And getting the guitar style to a point where I've got the music for the songs I want to write, and I'm getting there. I'm starting to make sense of the jinger jinger more.
I was just typing in because our song titles scroll across our website, so I'm just going to put that Luke Hurley jinger jinger up. Yeah. Do you want to play one more, either a Jinga Jinga or a song? We'll make that your call.
Sure. Okay. Well, let's see if we can do a Jinga Jinga then. That was the Baby Martin I was playing, and this one is.
Oh, Luke, I got to say, I'm horrified that you leave your guitar sitting on a stool.
Oh, yes,
lying across a stool. I always want to rush and put it into a corner of the room and have it, you know.
But yeah, I've got. I have had my issues with guitars. Here we go. Now, I'll tell you, this one is. I'd like to get the listener's opinion on this one.
Just speaking of listeners' opinion, good on you, Luke. I too recall seeing you busk from the late 80s, a true artist without pretense. And one from Gareth here, beautiful work, Luke. You should do a show with Paul Urbana-Jones, lovely guitar playing.
Well, I've tried, but he won't do a show with me.
I'll do one with you. I'll do one with you, Luke.
Hey, yeah, damn, Luke, I tell you, man, we're going to do that, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we lost touch with one another until recently outside Joe's shop in Grey Lynn, which is closing in a couple of weeks, unfortunately.
Another place gone.
Oh, it's beautiful. If you haven't been there, you got to go. And the listeners need to go there. It's Grey Lynn.
Has this next one got a title, Luke?
Okay, right, here we go. This one's called River.
River. I was going to put Jinga Jinga too, but River.
Yeah, definitely change the subject there before I start talking about secondhand shops.
We could
talk about that for a long time.
Yeah, especially ones with records in them. Okay.
Records.
Luke Hurley, River.
Ooh. Records.
Let's hope that this one ends up on a record, eh, Luke Hurley?
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Oh, and weddings, parties, anything, okay? So these people are saying nice things. Hey, house concerts, house parties, playing outside, anything you like. Don't spoil the surprise.
We don't own it, the river owns us.
Luke Hurley, River. Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
It's been great. You're a great host, buddy.
Oh, okay, stop, carry on. Don't stop.
You're great.
I want to say, you know, where's your next gig?
I'm not just saying that.
Thank you.
You're great.
Thank you.
He's great, isn't
so
he?
So are you.
Hey, listeners, no, you reckon he's great. So next place I'm playing is, I'm going to be playing...
Hey, come forward to that mic, mister.
I'm going
to
be playing Freiburg Place, right?
Yep.
I want to book the... They've got the a venue there.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
And when it opens, because they've refurbished it. And
oh, not the Alan Melville Hall.
That's the one.
Oh, hey.
That's where I'm playing. I want to be first up there. After they've done the big bash that they're going to have.
Yeah. Bag second. Yep.
And of course they'll never invite me, and they never do. But
let's do it together.
Let's do it together. They won't invite me, but they'll invite us.
Maybe.
Yeah. Let's do it.
I can't guarantee that.
Actually, hey, do you want to do it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do a show at the Alan.
Let's
Melbourne.
Talk about that off here. Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Luke Hurley.
That was Denizens of the Deep.
I'm just going to take this call.